Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. And welcome to 2022. This is my first episode of the year, and I could not be more grateful and happy to be here and to start this new year with all of you. I had to do, of course, a little kick off your year episode because you know what? Kicking off our year, planning and goal setting for a new year is one of the most important things. And notice I'm not saying let's set our resolutions because, guys, resolutions never amount to anything. Resolutions are for people who have a quote-unquote goal, set it for the new year, do it for a couple weeks or even a couple days, and then they drop off of it, right? You never hear people 6, 7, 8, 9 months into the year saying, oh, you know, I'm still following my New Year's resolution. No, it's a fancy term that people use in the beginning of the year and they never stick to. So we're not using that term, okay? We are setting our intentions, our goals, and our plans for this new year. So everybody has their own way that they like to plan and goal set, set intentions, all of that good stuff. So I'm not going to tell you specifically what to do, how to plan it, all of that stuff, but I want to give you some inspiration and maybe some guidance as to what to even think about or what to plan for this year. All right. So the first thing I want you guys to think about is your money goals. What are your intentions this year around money? How much money do you want to make? What do you want that money for? How much do you want to put away to savings? How much do you want to invest? How much do you want to put towards a new car or a new house? How much do you want to save up for a vacation, for trips? All of this stuff is super important, and you have to get super, super clear with your plans for the year, because if you just say, oh, I want to make more money, you're probably going to make more money, but it could be a dollar, it could be $10, it could be a couple thousand. But if you get clear on exactly how much money you want to make this year, the growth that you want, the money that you want to make monthly, and all the things you want that money for, you're going to get super, super laser focused and clear on exactly what you want to accomplish in terms of money this year. So think of all of that when it comes to setting your intentions this year around money, finances, income, all of the things, all right? Second thing I want you guys to dive into is your personal goals in general, your personal intentions. So what I mean by this is, what do you want to accomplish personally? How do you want to grow this year? How do you want to be better than you were last year? Because if you keep doing the same old things, the same routines, the same habits, the same mindset, the same everything, you're going to have pretty much the same results and the same life and the same trajectory as you did last year. So if you want changes, if you want to grow, if you want to up level, you have to really make changes and determine where in your life you want to change and where you want to grow and where you want to level up. Do you want a specific body this year? Do you want to get really into yoga? Do you want to read a certain amount of books in order to level up your mind, in your mindset. So this is all the stuff I mean by personal. So what do you as a person, body, health, mindset, how do you want to grow and be better than you were last year? Think of all of those things and set those intentions for the year, and really, really get deep into this. I want you guys to prioritize yourselves this year. I want you to prioritize your mental health, your physical health, your happiness, your body, which is your temple, right? So really, really prioritize this area of intention setting this year, because truly you are the most important thing. The money doesn't mean anything if you're not happy, and if you're not healthy and you're not fulfilled, right? So really, really dive into this year and figure out where you want to grow and how you want to be better than you were last year. The next thing I want you guys to dive into is your relationships, okay? This is your relationships with your family, friends, a partner, business relationships, social media relationships, all kinds of relationships in your life, okay? Set your intentions for those this year. Do you need to take a step back from some relationships? Do you need to put more time and energy into some relationships? Do you want to prioritize your relationships more? How do you want those dynamics to change this year? For me personally, I realized that last year I really put my head down and I was so focused on my business and my personal growth that I really started to neglect the relationships in my life, with my friends, family, pretty much everyone. So for me, this is a huge part of what I want to do this year. I'm really setting the intention to pour more into the relationships that I love, pour more into the relationships that serve me, and the ones that I care about and the ones that are going to help me move forward and feel better and fill my cup, right? Because the more you neglect relationships, the more they will deteriorate and wither away. So you really want to pour into the ones that are important to you. So that is something that I'm doing this year. So take some time, evaluate all of your relationships, friends, family, business, all of the things, and really determine your intentions for this year around those relationships and what you want to do with them. And again, which ones you want to pour into, which ones you want to take some energy from, and put more energy into yourself, and all of that. All right, and now the next one is career and business. Whether you have a business, run a business, or you're in a career, you have a job, what are your goals around that this year? What levels do you want to hit? What numbers do you want to bring in? How many people do you want to help? What impact do you want to make? How much money do you want coming into your business this year? Do you want to raise in your job that you have? Overall, what are your goals in regards to your career and business life? Because this is a huge, huge part of life, right? We all have jobs or businesses or income of some sort, and we need to be prioritizing this as well and making sure that we're having goals within our careers so that we can be continuously growing and expanding in the business world. So really sit down with yourself and figure out what those goals are, what your intentions are with your business and career, and what you really want to accomplish this year in regards to that, and what levels you want to hit, and how much you really want to grow and pop off this year. So really sit down with yourself and plan that all out to a T as well. If you're in a business like I am, really, really look at your numbers from last year and see what can be done differently to increase those numbers this year. Any entrepreneurs out there know that you always want to be growing your numbers, because the more you grow your numbers, it means you're making more impact in people's lives. Numbers don't just come from anywhere, right? You're making more impact when your numbers are increasing. So see what you can do to really increase those numbers to make more impact in others' lives and in your life as well. And the last category I want you to set intentions for this year is fun. All right, fun and creativity, travel, all of those things are kind of in this category. Where do you want to go this year? What part of the world do you want to see? What creative outlets do you want to pour into? Do you want to do more art? Do you want to tap back into your inner child and play more? What are the things that are really going to make you smile this year and are going to bring you joy and fun, all right? Sit down and figure out those things and make time for them this year, okay? Becoming an adult and growing up every single year can make you pretty freaking bland over time. Like, have you ever seen an adult that's like freaking 40, 50 and they're just bland and they hate their life? It's because they've lost the fun, they've lost the joy. They're so stuck in the mundane, in the cycle, in the day-to-day, in the work, in the kids, in the blah, 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 right? Don't get stuck in that. Life is about joy. It's about fun, right? We want to be smiling and laughing and enjoying our time here on this earth. So really sit down and figure out the things that make you happy, the things that are fun to you, and do more of that this year. You deserve it, all right? I'm gonna be traveling all over because I love it. I love seeing the world. It helps me grow. It helps me learn. It's fun to me. I love it. And I'm gonna find more time for just being creative overall and coloring more and laughing more and just, you know, being a kid. Like, we need more of that. So find the things that you find fun and make more time for them this year. All right, that is it. Those are the categories I really want you to focus on this year and set intentions for all of 2022. So I'm gonna run through them again really quick. First one is finances and money in general. Second one is your personal growth, personal life, all of that personal stuff. Lots of stuff encompasses this with your fitness and your mental health and all of that stuff. The next one is your relationships. The next one is your career and business. And then the last one is fun. All right. So make sure you go in and set your goals in all of these areas this year and really, really plan. Okay. Because if you don't plan to succeed, you're gonna end up falling behind in a lot of the areas that I mentioned. So really, really take control, take initiative of your life and be the writer of your own story. I've talked about this multiple times, but be the writer of your story this year. Plan out what you want to do. Plan out how you want to grow. Plan out what you want to see. Plan the person you want to be, right? You have full control here. You have the power. This is Find Your Power podcast. Find your damn power. Take control of your life and write your story this year. 2022 is yours to create. So create a year that you want, one that you'll love, one that will inspire you and others, one that's going to fulfill you and leave you super, super happy, all right? That is it. I love you all so much. Welcome to 2022. I hope you all have the most amazing year. And guess what? Buckle up because tons of more episodes are going to be coming this year. Last year was a bit of a slower year for me podcast-wise. And that is also something I want to work on because this is an amazing creative outlet for me and something that allows me to help so many people outside of everything else that I do. So I want to pour more into my podcast this year. So look out for tons more episodes coming. I love you all so much. Thank you for being here and continuing to support the podcast. Or if you're new here, welcome, welcome. I hope you click subscribe and stay around for a bit. But yeah, I love you all so much. If you feel called to, go ahead and share this episode on your Instagram stories and tag us at Find Your Power Podcast. And also, if you want, write a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing as well. I love to hear your guys' reviews. But anyways, I will end this off like I normally do. Make sure you go out into the world today and spread some love, light, and positivity. You never know the impact that you can make in someone else's life just by saying something kind. So go out there and share it. I love you all so much and have an amazing day.